Michelle Hooper has experienced her fair share of abuse from customers at the fast food store she works at in Sydney's West.
So last New Year's Eve, I was working drive-through. We'd already closed. And this woman came through. She wanted to feed food for all their kids, but we'd already turned everything off. And she screamed at me for more than 5 minutes about how I ruined her kids' New Year's because I couldn't make them food.
The 29-year-old says she and her colleagues were routinely abused by customers for simply doing their job.
There's people, they're bigger than you, they're screaming at you, they're swearing at you. I've had people throw food at me, spit at the bench in front of me. I've been standing there while they scream at a 15-year-old. I mean, there's nowhere, no other time when a fully grown adult man would scream at a 15-year-old and people would think it was acceptable.
The abuse has often left her in tears. She says she even once suffered an asthma attack.
I've had moments where I've had to walk out the back. I've been shaking. I've had to sit down. It's brought on an asthma attack before. There was one I got shot with a pellet gun and afterwards I was a shaky, nervous wreck.
A national survey has found more than 85% of retail and fast food workers have experienced abuse from customers. Almost a quarter of workers say they've been subjected to verbal abuse every week, and more than a third have felt threatened by a customer once or twice in the last year. Workers say they've had enough. The Fast Food Retail and Warehousing Union has launched a national campaign aimed at stopping customer abuse and violence towards workers this Christmas. Bernie Smith is the New South Wales Secretary for the Shop, Distributive and Allied Employees Association. He says the impact of abuse on workers can be detrimental.
We have members who are psychologically injured to the extent that it really takes them out of the workplace. We have people who are physically injured with knives being pulled on them, being spat on, having groceries thrown at them. The range of abuse is severe.
While retail and fast food workers are trained to provide good customer service, they say there's no excuse when it comes to physical or verbal abuse. Mr. Smith says he hopes this latest campaign will ensure everyone enjoys the festive season, even at the checkout.
We're asking people, just take your time. Think twice. Check your attitude before you get to the checkout, because nobody deserves a serve when they're here to help you. Because Christmas can be a particularly bad time of year for retail workers suffering customer abuse.